My goodness, we're back for hour number three. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, as I have been for the last 2 hours. We run down the last few minutes, and, you know, that music is just there. And I've got Bob Chapman kind of giving some final closing comments, and all of a sudden, bang, we're gone. We're gone to commercials. So my sincerest apologies to Bob, frankly, because what Bob has to say is something that is well worth everyone listening to. So glad to have you here for this third hour. I don't have a problem filling in a three-hour slot. It's, John called me this afternoon and asked if I could do his program today. I said, John, it's rarely a problem. In most instances, I have several days' worth of programming going ahead. And so, you know, I could just kind of go to sleep tonight and not worry about putting anything together for the next couple of days. But glad to have you here on this fourth day of January 2011 right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Quite an interesting day, as Bob and I discussed over the last couple hours. Markets took a interesting turn today. We actually saw the Dow take a dive at one point in time this morning, but they pumped it right back up as it closed up 20 points to end their session at 11,691. NASDAQ off 10 points at 2681. S&P 500 was down 2 at 1270. Global Dow currently at even. Gold, well, now it's in the aftermarket. We're up $3. It actually closed down quite a ways today, and silver came down quite a ways. So oil's up. We're back to $89.39 a barrel, and the beat goes on. So over the metal side, they all got hammered across the board today. Gold down a little better than 3%, silver down a little over 5%, platinum down a little over 2%, palladium off nearly 4%. Copper down 2%, oil off 2.4%. Each and every one of them are now currently on the way back up. Keep in mind that the United States of America is not the only market in the world. These items trade 24 hours a day around the clock somewhere in the world, and it all affects us. Stay with us. We're going to go to the break. We will be back with this evening's commentary.
Oh, lullaby of birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be words to reveal.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'd like to get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself alone.
Yeah. My producer says figures this song would play. Oh, Renee Olmsted. My goodness. What a delicious little thing to listen to sing. Anyway, welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. It has been, to say the least, a very eventful 2 hours. Hosting for John, I want to thank those of you who called in. Mike from Sweden, I think, raised a very interesting question to Bob Chapman regarding purchasing of mining shares. Questions that I think some people don't even know to ask. I got to be honest. I learned some things, as I always do listening to Bob. In years gone by, when I was invested in, quote, the stock market, I was taught by a good friend who was a broker. Unfortunately, every piece of investment advice he ever gave me never went anywhere. It was garbage. But when he began to teach me how to read profits and earnings statements and balance sheets and some of the things Bob talked about, I was able to actually do quite well, specifically for my children at that age. But taking the advice of a broker never did me any good, because in most cases, I swear, they're getting paid a kickback or a spiff, for those of you who maybe used to be in the automobile business or other such sales-related businesses. They'd get paid a nice little handsome spiff for guiding you into a particular product. It's no different than a doctor who prescribes a particular new prescription to you that's the latest and the greatest that they want to push. And, that doctor is getting a nice big fat kickback from the pharmaceuticals at the end of the year. So there is no unbiased investment advice when it comes to that. Now, when it comes to talking about things in terms of gold and silver, what I happen to do for a living, what Republic Trading Group is all about, no, I am biased, but I'm biased from a personal standpoint. I'm biased because I will be 63 years of age next month. And I'm going to tell you something. I put in hours that will... my son couldn't keep up with me. Now, I'm a little tired today. I've had some real disconcerting nights recently. We've had a horrible cold snap here in the Phoenix area. And I've had plants and bushes getting decimated, and the heating system does not seem to be operating properly. I talked to my daughter's sperm donor boyfriend about it, and he's determined that, because he was in that business at one time, and he's determined that the thermostat is old, that needs to get replaced. So I've got a new one here that he was supposed to come down and do. And yeah, I could do it, but it's not what I do. So let the punk do it for me, you know. But he still hasn't been here. That's typical. You can always rely on him to be unreliable. You all have son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws like that, don't you? And children like that? Yeah. So anyway, I've had some very some body clock disturbances. I'm not necessarily sleeping as I should, and they're very restless sleeps. So anyway, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning, and by 9:30, I could not even stand, and I went back to bed, woke up at noon. But prior to doing all that, I conducted some business, etc. But look, I'll be 63 next month, and I've told you this story before. I began to buy silver in the forms of old peace dollars when I was 10 years of age, 1958. And by 1960, I was buying little gold pieces, little foreign minted gold pieces. My first two gold coins were German 20 mark from Hamburg. And that's back when they still refer to them as German states, by the way. And Prussia. Had Prussian German 20 mark or Prussian 20 mark pieces, which was a German state. And so, yes, I don't talk to you about things gold and silver from a standpoint of being unbiased at all. I'm excessively biased. I continue to buy. I, you know, purchased more last week. I wound up making some purchases from clients. And rather than have the clients send those coins into our supplier to write the check, I bought them. Send me the gold pieces. I'll take them. Because I am a continual buyer to a point within my financial limitations, as we all face. What's been interesting since we got open for business again after the new year, as of yesterday, is the number of people contacting me for silver. During my first hour sitting in for John tonight, my phones were ringing, and it's a personal client of my own, and I saw the phone number, and I thought I knew who it was, and I got being, you're sure it was. I shot him an email and said, hey, I'm on the air for 3 hours. I'll talk to you later. You know, he's wanting to buy another monster box. I just shipped him, three-quarters of a bag of junk silver in a monster box 2 weeks ago. We just picked up another 100 ounces of silver a couple of days ago, and he's now wanting another monster box. People are getting it. They're understanding it. Look. If you had purchased a monster box of silver 1 year ago today from us, from here at us or here at Republic Trading Group, well, you know, by today you'd be off a little bit, but by the last day of 2010, you'd have seen gains in excess of 80%. That's 80. Ladies and gentlemen, almost 5 times, a little over 4 times, what the Dow Jones Industrial had done. And yet people continue to get conned into pumping all their money over there. I talked to some neighbors. I had to go out and deliver about $50,000 worth of gold to a client last night. This is a family I've dealt with for 15 years. And they decided to collectively put some things together and make a fairly sizable purchase. So I'm out delivering this at 8:30 last night. And my neighbor across the street, gold? Why gold? They don't get it. A year ago, I sat there hosting a dinner party at my home for a bunch of people that my wife and I tend to travel with at least once a year. We've gone on 3 or 4 cruises with these people. We've been to Alaska twice. We took a California cruise, which left Long Beach, went down to San Diego. And well, I wasn't going to get off the ship. What are you going to do? You're going to go to Seaport Village. You only got a few hours. You're going to run up to the zoo and pet the little tigers and see the saber tooths or whatever. You're going to do all this nonsense. I've done all that stuff. I've been going to San Diego for a quarter of a century. I know San Diego because I had a good teacher, a great tour guide, a great friend named Tim, who was one of my suppliers many, many years ago in another life, in another business. And from San Diego, we went down to Ensenada, Mexico. Well, my wife and I had been there once before, and frankly, it's a hole of a city, a port city. And I said, I ain't getting off the ship to go to Mexico. I'll sit out there on the deck in the sun or whatever the case may be and watch the 78-year-old blue rinse ladies walk by the swimming pool and all this nonsense. But I'm not going to Mexico. I live in Phoenix. Mexico came to me. I don't need to go there. That's nothing against the people. It's just a seedy, sleazy little port town. So from there, we went to Catalina. Well, that was the highlight of the trip. So, you know, we've done that. My wife and I have taken another cruise on our own. And so we're having this dinner party nearly a year ago. Two of the people in our circle of friends had contacted me and inquired at that time about buying $10,000 worth of gold. And neither one of them did it. And, of course, the discussion came up at the dinner table. And the one guy said, well, why would I want to buy gold? It's at the top. I think at that time gold was hovering around $1,200. And it may not have been a full year ago. It may have been, you know, March or February of last year. And I said, you think gold's at the top? Well, it's at the highest it's ever been. I said, but that's not the top. And I'm sitting there. I want to call this punk twit and say, you remember the conversation we had in my house and you said gold was at the top? And you didn't, now you were too scared to invest. Why would you possibly buy in at the top? And yet if he had purchased when he originally contacted me, the guy'd been up like 45-odd%. So, you know, don't do as I say, do as I do. And ladies and gentlemen, that is what I do. Not only through the auspices of Republic Trading Group, and my representation as both a broadcaster and director of marketing for Republic Trading Group right here at RBN. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. If you are looking to expand in the market, I will work very hard for you because I understand, maybe even better than you do, that this is your money. It's not my money. And my goal is to go out and shop hard for you. Get the best buy that I possibly can. Silver is huge right now. Not because the news pundits are telling us it's huge, but it's huge for the reasons that Chapman and I and other people have recognized. You know, I my goodness. Could silver go another 80% during 2011? Is that remotely possible? I mean, that would, you know, based on where silver is right now, which is, God, what is silver? I've got it shut down. Let's take a fast look and see. What are the markets doing right now? What are the precious metals markets doing? Well, the music man says, I got to take a break. A little bit of Ramsey Lewis. Stand by. We'll be back to pick up on this conversation in just a few short minutes.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Whitfield, one of the most amazingly gifted guitar players in the jazz world today. I've seen him live, and he's just simply amazing. Harlem Nocturne, welcome back to Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. Talking about things, precious metals, and to the gentleman who's been emailing me on and off since we've been on the air tonight, I'm going to try to give you some rough figures here. And just so you folks out there realize, a lot of people coming to us right now buying full monster boxes of silver American Eagles. Now, the 2011s will be available this week. At least they'll be hitting the markets. And you know, we can buy the, you know, the whole first strike nonsense. I'm not going to get into the certified stuff. Forget all that nonsense. I mean, I've got a few clients who, over the years, you know, they've been building their complete uncirculated certified American Eagle set going back to the inception of the program since 1986. But as a general rule, what's usually available to me are 1 ounce American Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs in silver, and just to give you a rough idea, right now you can calculate that a box, depending on the source and depending upon a number of other issues, you can calculate that right now, remember there's 500 ounces of silver in a full U.S. Mint issued box or a Canadian issued box. You can assume right now that you're going to be able to pick up a full box of American Eagles for somewhere around between $2.80 and $2.90 over spot. So if spot is $30, well, you can figure $2.80 to $2.90 over spot is going to be your average price. Depending on the moment-to-moment basis, we might be able to shave 3 to 5 cents, may have to add 5 cents. Whatever spot is, that's a fairly good average right now. Bags of junk silver. Now, I typically can, oh, by the way, as a comparison, right now, if you wanted to look at Canadian Maple Leafs, you are looking at, what did I give you here? Between 280 and 290 over on spot, right? Come on, open up here. All right, 280 to 290. That's a delivered price, by the way. No ups, no extras. But you've got to understand, when you buy boxes of Eagles, these are coming from bullion suppliers who are far more demanding about settlement. Checks don't cut it. I've got about 48 to 72 hours max to have financial settlement concluded with them. So whether you're buying one box, two boxes, 10 boxes, doesn't matter. Now, let's take a look at the same thing with an American, you got, that's the American Silver Eagle, or SAE, Silver American Eagle. Now let's take a look at the Canadian Maple Leaf. What kind of money can we be looking at there? Well, let's take a fast look and see, just based on figures that I was given this morning. And we'll take a look here and see what we're looking at. Ooh, we can save about 45 cents an ounce. About a 45 cent savings per ounce. Now, unless you got the hots for Eagles, and some people do, you know, Eagles tend to always bring a nice premium on liquidation. But in the scheme of things, in the worst of conditions, ladies and gentlemen, an ounce of silver is going to bring an ounce of silver. That's going to be that simple. But you take 45 cents times 500, you're talking about saving $225 per 500 ounces. Now, maybe we can do better than that. I don't know. You know, come tomorrow, they may increase the premiums on Eagles. Sometimes we can get full boxes of newly minted 1 ounce silver rounds. Just a couple of months ago, one of our clients came to us, $100,000 transaction. He wanted X number of boxes of silver Eagles. He wanted the rest of his money put into gold Eagles. Here's what happened. By his purchasing 2 boxes of 1 ounce silver rounds, the Buffalo rounds, 1 ounce, 999 silver. That's what they say. 1 troy ounce, 999 fine silver. I saved him enough money on that purchase to literally get him 1 gold eagle for free. Now, that ain't a bad way to go. Those are the kind of things that I work on very hard for you. So that is an interesting issue. Now, the other question that's come up, yes, silver bars are available, typically 100-ounce bars. I don't recommend them. Where do you slice them? Where do you dice them? Okay? For those of you who can't afford to purchase a full box of 500 Eagles or Maple Leafs or rounds, yes, a lot of times one of my suppliers has got smaller quantities. We can purchase 2, 3, 4, 5 rolls, 10 rolls if you want to go that way. You're going to pay a slightly higher price per ounce because of the way and the manner that he has to acquire them. And let's face it, silver ain't cheap to ship. So these are things to consider. Now, bags of junk silver right now, let's take a fast look and see what we're running. I'm not even looking at spot silver because I don't care. It's just not important. Hey, the music's back. Stay with us. We'll come back with more of my diatribe today, because I ain't doing nothing like I was going
to
do.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm telling you what, man. If I ever get to Austin, I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, God. Don't, you people have no clue the conversation that goes on while we're at break. It's just amazing. Most of you know I'm somewhat perverted anyway, you know. Oh, no, I didn't become that way when I turned 60 or 50 or 40. I've been perverted most of my life. Now, not in a sick, twisted way, mind you. Anyway, let's move on. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. As I mentioned, I came into this hour tonight with a particular plan, a direction that I was going to go. And, you got to get caught first. And, not now. Anyway, my goal tonight was to do something I've been promising for a number of days. It's now getting to the point I'm probably not even going to get around to doing it because it's old and plenty of other things we'll do. Before the break, we were talking about some estimated figures, and these are all based on moment-to-moment market conditions. Do you understand that even if spot gold or silver does not move today, from today until tomorrow, supply and demand is what dictates what the market will bear. If tomorrow morning, all of a sudden, there is a massively high demand for bags of junk silver or boxes of maple leaves in silver or French 20 franc roosters or, anything, doesn't matter, British sovereigns. Even if spot does not move, it's the demand on that product at any given point in time that will allow a market to raise or lower their prices depending upon the circumstance. Now, so I'm giving you some estimates right now. Box of Silver Eagles delivered. I don't care what part side end of the country. Eagles in a box are probably going to come from my West Coast vendors. I have three of them out there, actually. Once in a while, we'll pick up a box from one of our East Coast vendors if the price is right. My job in coming back to Republic Broadcasting, Republic Trading Group, is to bring my 20 years worth of not just professional experience, but my half a century of personal experience, but also my resources, which have opened up whole new avenues for us. Nothing against my predecessor at all. Dealing with people who buy 2 and 3 and 4 rolls of silver can be a pain in the butt because they expect instantaneous service. And it's not that we don't try, but there's too many circumstances that kind of slow that issue up. That's why most of our suppliers won't ship less than 500 ounces. So if we start looking at boxes of Eagles, at I'm going to give you a very wide range, somewhere between 280 and possibly as much as $3 each over spot. Recently, I've had some figures that were as much as 310 over spot, but that was for somebody buying 2, 3, 4 rolls. A full box, we're not having to open it. We're shipping a treasury box, mint sealed box. So figure a wide range of between 280 and 290 over. Canadian maple leaves, you'll save 45 to maybe as much as 55 cents per ounce. Now, the interesting thing is if I can get some boxes of 1 ounce silver rounds, you might find yourself saving as much as $1.50. Or more per ounce. Now, bags of junk silver, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind, nor has there ever been, that buying bags of junk silver. Do you know what junk silver is? For those of you who are new that are getting an education that have no clue what I'm talking about, I've always found the term junk to be relative. It's junk to the U.S. Mint because it's not been demonetized from a face value standpoint, but they don't particularly want it out there. It is U.S. minted coins, predominantly dimes, quarters, and half dollars that were minted prior to 1965 when our money, based on constitutional requirement, was still comprised of 90% silver content. Now, gee, that sounds great. Guy asked me last week, give me a price on silver dollars. I got to have silver. I said, what do you mean silver dollars? Well, he'd already asked me for a price on American silver eagles, so I knew he wasn't talking about that. And he says, no, those old Morgan and Peace dollars. I said, why do you want them? Well, you know, first thing is, look, to get an equivalent condition coin, you will pay less money to buy a single 1 ounce silver American Eagle than you will be to buy a common date 1921, even uncirculated, Morgan silver dollar or an uncirculated Peace dollar. I'm not even talking about certified, just a bright, shiny, spanking, brilliant uncirculated condition. But here's the key. A silver eagle or a 1 ounce, 1 troy ounce, 999 fine round, or a Vienna Philharmonic, beautiful coins, or a Canadian maple leaf, or whatever, all coins of this caliber contain a full troy ounce of silver. How much does a Peace dollar contain? How much does a Morgan silver dollar contain? 0.77344 of an ounce, just a hair over 3/4 of an ounce, and yet you will pay more money for those. Look, people, it's not that I don't love them. They're exquisite. They're beautiful. They're part of our heritage. It is what brought me into this market at a young age. But if you're buying it for the silver content, forget about it. Now, if you're buying, so all things being equal, if a old silver dollar has just a hair over 3/4 of an ounce, well, how much is a half dollar got? Those are half ounce coins, right? Well, yeah, that's what those idiots up in Minnesota will tell you. You know, the ones that sponsor Mr. Megaphone's program over on that other network. Well, they'll tell you that 2 old Walking Liberty half dollars are an ounce of silver. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's an outright fabrication. It's an outright lie. Because 2 old Walking Liberty half dollars, 2 old Barber half dollars, even 2 1963 Franklin half dollars that have never been circulated, 2 of them contain the exact same amount of silver that a Morgan or a Peace dollar does. In total, 0.77344 of an ounce. That was weights and measures. That is what was required by the Constitution. Problem is with the Morgan and Peace dollars, they sell more as a collector's piece. That's it. But when you buy bags of junk silver, let me explain what a bag is. It comes in a canvas bag. It's got a tie wrap on the top. It's been weighed. It's been run through a counter. That bag, a full bag, has a $1,000 face value. No, don't call me saying, I want to buy one of them bags for $1,000. No, you can't do that. And believe me, I get some toothless, unwashed people that'll call once in a while thinking that's what I meant. That is the face value. That bag contains either 10,000 dimes, 4,000 quarters, or 2,000 half dollars. Now, when they were brand new, freshly minted, first strike coins, the total silver content of those bags was 720. That's 720 ounces. Well, over the years, through use and attrition and wearing down, the industry has now recognized and acknowledged and agreed upon a so-called 715-ounce net weight factor. So, having taken all that into consideration, 715 ounces, you take that times spot, and then you're going to have an aggregate figure on top of that that is going to probably range, good rough averages within the industry, is probably going to run you somewhere between $0.45 to maybe $0.47, $0.48, possibly as high as $0.50 an ounce over spot, delivered. Now, here's the beauty. One of the suppliers that, remember, Republic Trading Group is basically a brokerage firm. We go out and shop for you on an as-is-needed and on a call basis. You call me. I want to put X number of bucks in. I want to buy silver. I want gold. What can you do to help my family? I shop for you. The one supplier that I would prefer to go to for junk silver, believe me, it is the cheapest way to buy silver that I know of on the face of the earth. Now, I don't think we're going to have enough time to talk about the potential of barter and trade. You take an old half dollar. If it had a half ounce of silver in it, that would be great, but it doesn't. An Ahmed Pack Rat down at your local Circle K or Kmart or Mustang Market or whatever you've got in your area is not going to understand that. Or do you have a red book? I'd like to see what the net weight of this coin is, but it is less, so I cannot pay you as much money. Forget that. If it ever gets down to barter and trade, I want a bag of groceries for an ounce of goods, or I want a tank full of gas for X number of ounces. Simple mathematics. Believe me, I was not planning on going this direction tonight, but sometimes you got to go back to basics, start from the very beginning, and explain the facts. That's F-A-C-T-S of life. I don't like junk silver for trading. You got to live within a community of people who understand the weights and measures that are within that coin, that can understand that today's silver is trading at 30 times for face value, 40 times face value. If you've got that, this ain't 30 years ago. This ain't the Carter era. Old Bob Bender ain't still running the filling station because they don't call them filling stations anymore. Oh, yeah, that dates me. Come on, Eugene. I know you're out there. When I say filling station, my brother, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We've had this conversation before. The fact of the matter is that that I think junk silver is a great investment. Also makes a hell of a boat anchor. I buy it based on the number of ounces. I don't open the bag. Someday I plan on selling it and making a profit. That's why I buy bags of junk silver. Okay? Now, here's the beauty of my one West Coast supplier. He will go as low as a half a bag. You'll pay a little bit of a premium per ounce to have him break that bag. But that's, you know, that's minor. Believe me, it's very minor. It's only a couple of cents per ounce. But here's the reality. He'll break it into a half. Now, let's say you want a full bag. I can never guarantee this because it's going to depend upon what he's got open and what he's got loose. Let's say you come to me. You call me tomorrow morning. Joe Blow. Jeff, it's Joe. I need to get a bag of junk silver. Can you break it down for me? My guy has, in years gone by, let's say that you want half a bag in quarters. Bang, you got 2,000 quarters. You want a quarter a bag of dimes. So now you got 2,500 dimes. And you want a quarter a bag in half dollars. Now you got, I hope I'm doing my math right. I'm just kind of throwing this out. So, okay, you got half a bag of quarters. So you got 2,000 quarters. A quarter a bag of dimes, so you got 2,500 dimes. You want a quarter a bag of half dollars. So now you've got, I can't think, 500 half dollars. Guess what? The quarter bag of half dollars and the quarter bag of dimes weighs identically the same. They got the same amount of silver content in them. And you take those two quarter bags and they've got the same exact amount of weight and silver content as that half bag of quarters does. But now you got a little bit of flexibility. Not a bad way to go. But remember this. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. I've got clients that come to me that buy bags. They buy boxes. They also buy gold because, let's face it, if you've got to get up and move in the middle of the night, you got a choice of a 60-pound bag of junk silver or a 60-pound 12-year-old grandchild. Which one do you think you're going to take if you can only take one? Because I guarantee you the thought of my having a haul, 120 pounds, one of dead weight and the other one of flopping legs and gangly arms weight, ain't going to be easy. I've shared this story with you before. Hurricane Katrina 5 years ago. Some months later, I got a call from a client of mine I had not heard from in over 10 years. How the guy even found me, I don't know. But he did. Jeff, I got a problem. Have you got records of the 100-ounce bars I bought from you 10, 12 years ago? I said, no, I don't. Why? I said, number one, I tell my clients, from the day I conduct a transaction and it's paid for and concluded, I must keep a record and don't let anybody out there lie to you because this is law, it's reality. I must maintain a record for 2 years from the date of the completion of delivery of that transaction. At the end of 2 years, my paper shredder's a real hungry sucker. A real hungry sucker. Thanks, Doc. I appreciate that. This is reality. He needed the serial numbers off those 100-ounce bars. They were JMs and Engelharts. I don't have that information. Why? What's the problem, Tom? Well, Jeff, we live in Lawrence. And we were ordered to evacuate the city. And my family and I got our gold and we made it up to Atlanta to stay with some family and relatives up there. And when I got back, the silver was gone. I want to try to track it. I said, your local cops melted it down. They've changed their names to the Lone Ranger. It's over. It's done. Stay with us. We'll be back for closing comments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Sarah Vaughan, do you feel blue? I hope not. I received an email from a gentleman who I was introduced to shortly after I returned to RBN. And his comment to me was, thanks for the lesson on metals. I've never gotten that before, and I probably needed to hear this lesson years ago. The rest of it's somewhat personal, and I won't share it with you, but it is something that we here at RBN need to do sometimes. We need to go back to the absolute basics. We get too wrapped up in this particular case of the hype. Let's sell this. Let's sell. You know what? I'm not selling anything. You bought years ago. I don't mean the metals. You understood years ago that there was something fundamentally wrong in this country. And we are now witnessing the machinations of all that is wrong in this country. These are amongst the reasons for owning precious metals. These are why I still buy them. I certainly own some fine specimens, some rarer date pieces. I have some beautiful, exquisitely high-grade Morgan dollars, but those were purchased for another reason. Some beautiful 50-cent pieces that were brought up off the ocean floor 100 years later that are in the most amazing condition. I don't think I own any collectible gold anymore in that menu. I own sovereigns. I own Swiss francs, French roosters, French angels. The very things that I talk to you about. I won't offer you something that I won't buy or that I don't own, because I've understood all of this since I was 12 years of age, that the government is out to get us. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This government is so deeply in debt that they can no longer afford the Vaseline to at least make our screwing somewhat pleasurable. Now, I hope that harsh statement will shake you up out of your stupor, because that is the reality. That's why I, even though we went on earlier tonight talking about our Bob Chapman special for the week with the gold, I'll have it posted on the site later tonight. It's not going to be right away. I've got things to do. But that's why I've spent the time this hour talking to you about silver. Give it some thought. I'll do what I can. You can always reach me through the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Go there. Down on the right in the contact section, just click on the email address. Send me your questions. Send me your requests. Tell me what it is you're trying to accomplish, and let me go to work for you. That is our commitment. Time has come. This program is over. I hope you've gotten some benefit out of it. I've certainly enjoyed sharing it with you. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Nobody has, and I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz.
The next round of the worst.